Remember Rasputin, Russian peasant, faith healer, and confidant to the last czar of Russia, Nicholas II? Nancy Reagan had astrologist Joan Quigley fill a similar role at the White House. In West Africa, rumors are constantly alive that any number of heads of state consult marabous or shamans. And right now in South Korea, President Park Geun-hye is coming under pressure to step down following revelations that she's been sharing government documents with a Rasputin-like associate, or rather a Rasputina-like associate. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul. So lots of anger about this woman, Jason. A huge protest over the weekend in Seoul even. What's going on?
Marco, we had thousands of people take to the streets of the capital over the weekend. And organizers say 20,000 demonstrators came out, some in Halloween costumes dressed as President Park herself, being led on strings by Choi Soon-shil, the woman who is being accused of influence peddling and being a sort of Rasputin-like confidant to the president.
Wow. So not just an advisor, but kind of a puppet master. At least that's how the critics see it. I mean, leaders often seek the counsel of all sorts of advisors. Is this Rasputin comparison really apt?
Well, you know, there are so many rumors going around. Some people refer to her as the shaman, that she has taken the reins of her father's cult and, you know, is involved in some sort of mysticism. I've seen reports on the internet that she helps the president pick out all of her clothes and gives her advice on other daily matters. But what has really gotten the president in trouble is that some South Korean journalists located a computer once owned by Ms. Choi, the influence peddler, and found around a dozen or so speeches that President Park delivered, including a very monumental declaration she made in Germany a few years back on her North Korean policy. And it's unclear how much input Ms. Choi made into these declarations. And this would be a violation. I mean, these are essentially classified documents.
Is this advisor, Ms. Choi, being investigated?
Well, certainly. Let's use the word advisor in the loosest of terms. She has no government role and never has. She was in Europe for the past 2 months. She came back to Seoul over the weekend. Today, she met with prosecutors who grilled her about her role in perhaps giving her advice on policy. She's also being questioned about embezzlement. She runs a couple foundations where she has been able to convince the biggest companies in South Korea, including Samsung, to give many millions of dollars. And she's accused of running off with some of those funds. She appeared looking rather frail, saying that she had committed a deadly sin. Her lawyer later said that that was not an admission to guilt. She just feels very bad about all the turmoil here in South Korea.
So how hard is this scandal impacting President Park?
Well, President Park has already dismissed much of her inner office, chief of staff. Whether or not she actually steps down, that, of course, remains to be seen. Although I'd say it's unlikely. And what her own party seems to be calling for is that they want her to relinquish some of her responsibilities to a new prime minister. And much of the goings on of government, the day-to-day business, would be conducted in the National Assembly by a new prime minister.
Is it likely that'll happen?
Well, she's in pretty bad shape right now. Even her own party has seemed to turn on her, not to mention the opposition party that has been looking for any way to take her down over the past few years. So she might be pushed into a corner if she wants to keep her job.
Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul. Thanks very much for your time, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Marco.